Support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
From the studios of KUOM Radio K at the University of Minnesota, this is Culture Cube, the arts show that rocks. Thanks for joining us on this snowy Sunday. I'm your host, Noel Clark. The holidays are a time for creature comforts and tradition. Whether that means trimming the tree with the family, celebrating a non-holiday with friends, or lighting candles and filling up on delicious food, we all make memories with the people we love in front of the fireplace, or sometimes the TV. Since many of us grew up watching the Charlie Brown Christmas special year after year, we here at Culture Q decided to keep that tradition going with our radio play adaptation, recorded in 2011. We proudly present to you a Radio K Charlie Brown Christmas.
It was finally Christmas time, the best time of the year. The houses were strung with tiny colored lights, their windows shining with the warm yellow glow only Christmas could bring. The scents of pine needles and hot cocoa mingled together, wafting through the air, and the sweet sounds of Christmas carols could be heard in the distance. Fluffy white snowflakes tumbled from the sky onto a group of joyful children as they sang and laughed, skating on the frozen pond in town. Everyone was happy and full of holiday cheer. That is, everyone except Charlie Brown.
I think there must be something wrong with me. Christmas is coming, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel. I just don't understand Christmas, I guess. I like getting presents and sending Christmas cards and decorating trees and all that, but I'm still not happy. I always end up feeling depressed.
Charlie Brown, you are the only person I know who can take a wonderful season like Christmas and turn it into a problem. Maybe Lucy is right. Of all the Charlie Browns in the world, you are the Charlie Browniest.
Once back home, Charlie Brown was feeling restless. He couldn't handle all the falling snow, the commercials on TV, and the neighbors putting up their lights. He had to get out of the house. He stepped outside and walked through the snow, thoughtfully. At the end of the driveway, he opened the mailbox.
Hello in there.
Rats. Nobody sent me a Christmas card today. I almost wish there were no holiday seasons. I know nobody likes me. Why do we have to have a holiday season to emphasize it?
Charlie Brown continued walking down the path. He passed Violet, who was reading a brightly decorated Christmas card.
Thanks for the Christmas card you sent me, Violet.
I didn't send you a Christmas card.
Don't you know sarcasm when you hear it? Ugh.
As Charlie Brown walked through his neighborhood, he noticed everyone else seemed to be having a great time.
Try to catch snowflakes on your tongue. It's fun.
Mmm. Needs sugar.
It's too early. I never eat December snowflakes. I always wait until January.
They sure look ripe to me.
Oh, what do you know, Linus? You're just a big baby with that stupid blanket. Hey, let's try to knock that can off the fence. We can make snowballs.
What you doing?
Trying to hit that can.
Let me try. Rats.
In a stroke of genius, Linus formed a snowball and placed it in the folds of his blanket. Like David versus Goliath, he swung the blanket around like a sling. The snowball sailed across the sky.
Got it.
You think you're so smart with that blanket? What are you going to do with it when you grow up?
Maybe I'll make it into a sport coat.
But the fun and games couldn't divert Charlie Brown from the Christmas blues. Across the park was a colorful booth made out of cardboard and wood scraps. Scrawled across the top were the words, "Psychiatric help, 5 cents." Charlie Brown slumped into the chair in front of the booth, awaiting some professional help.
Hey, Lucy, I think you have a customer.
Lucy rushed over to her booth and dusted off the snow. Settling in, she put on her sweetest smile.
May I help you?
I am in sad shape.
Wait a minute. Before you begin, I must ask that you pay in advance. 5 cents, please.
Well, okay. Here you go.
Boy, what a sound. How I love to hear that old money plink. That beautiful sound of cold, hard cash. That beautiful, beautiful sound. Nickels, nickels, nickels. That beautiful sound of plunking nickels. All right. Now, what seems to be your trouble?
I feel depressed. I know I should be happy, but I'm not.
Well, as they say on TV, the mere fact that you realize you need help indicates that you are not too far gone. I think we better pinpoint your fears. If we can find out what you're afraid of, we can label it. Are you afraid of responsibility? If you are, then you have hypangeophobia.
I don't think that's quite it.
How about cats? If you're afraid of cats, you have allerophagia.
Well, sort of, but I'm not sure.
Are you afraid of staircases? If you are, then you have climacophobia. Maybe you have thalassophobia. This is fear of the ocean. Or jephyrophobia, which is the fear of crossing bridges. Or maybe you have pantophobia. Do you think you have pantophobia?
What's pantophobia?
The fear of everything.
That's it! Actually, Lucy, my trouble is Christmas. I just don't understand it. Instead of feeling happy, I feel sort of let down.
You need involvement. You need to get involved in some real Christmas project. How would you like to be the director of our Christmas play?
Me? You want me to be the director of the Christmas play?
Sure, Charlie Brown. We need a director. You need involvement. We've got a shepherd, musicians, animals, everyone you need. We've even got a Christmas queen.
But I don't know anything about directing a Christmas play.
Don't worry. I'll be there to help you. I'll meet you at the auditorium.
Charlie Brown thought for a moment. Maybe he did need to get involved with a holiday project in order to feel better about things. Lucy's confidence was almost contagious. Besides, he couldn't let everyone down. They needed him. Figuring he had nothing to lose, Charlie Brown agreed to meet Lucy and the rest of the cast later at the auditorium.
Incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business, getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year. I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that.
What is it you want?
Real estate.
At that moment, Snoopy bustled by, hauling a large brown box overflowing with colorful holiday lights. Charlie Brown followed Snoopy to his doghouse, where the beagle began to hang decorations, plug in lights, and cover every inch of his little red home with tinsel, ornaments, lights, and garland.
What's going on here? What's this? Find the true meaning of Christmas. Win money, money, money. Spectacular. Super colossal. Neighborhood Christmas lights and display contest. Lights and display contest? Oh no! My own dog has gone commercial. I can't stand it. Ah!
Charlie Brown was frustrated. He was fed up with the Christmas commercialism. He saw his baby sister, Sally, waiting for him on the sidewalk, but he walked right past her. Charlie Brown was in a hurry.
I've been looking for you, big brother. Will you please write a letter to Santa Claus for me? You write it, and I'll tell you what I want to say.
Well, I don't have much time. I'm supposed to get down to the school auditorium and direct a Christmas play.
Here, take this clipboard and pen. You write the letter, and I'll tell you what to say.
Okay, shoot.
Dear Santa Claus, how have you been? Did you have a nice summer? How is your wife? I have been extra good this year, so I have a long list of presents that I want.
Oh, brother.
Please note the size and color of each item and send as many as possible. If it seems too complicated, make it easy on yourself. Just send money. How about tens and twenties?
Tens and twenties? Oh, even my baby sister.
Charlie Brown rushed off to the auditorium as Sally called after him.
All I want is what I have coming to me. All I want is my fair share.
Thank you.
And now a brief word from our sponsor.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
This holiday season, bedazzle your guests with an ugly sweater. That's right. Uggs has gone above and beyond this year to bring you even uglier products. More bells and whistles than your average ugly sweater. Literally, our sweaters have a ton of bells and whistles. Light up your holidays with our new LED sweaters. Brilliant brightness, these light-emitting diodes are patented in green efficiency technology. So bring a whole lot of electroluminescence to your next holiday party. But that's not all. We're offering a limited-time offer. Buy two ugly sweaters, get a third free sweater from our cat collection. I hear you, cat lovers. You're positively purring over our perfect presents. All I want for Christmas is you, piano cat. Phones are blowing up. Act now. Do it for the cat.
Everybody. Our director will be here any minute, and we'll start rehearsal.
Director? What director?
Charlie Brown.
Oh no, we're doomed.
This will be the worst Christmas play ever.
Here he comes. Attention, everyone. Here's our director.
Sheesh. Some man's best friend you are, Snoopy. Well, it's good seeing you all here. As you know, we are going to put on the Christmas play. Due to the shortage of time, we'll get right down to work. One of the first things to ensure a good performance is strict attention to the director. I'll keep my directions simple. If I point to the right, it means focus attention stays right. If I make a slashing motion across my throat, it means cut the scene short. If I make a revolving motion with my hands, it means pick up the tempo. If I spread my hands apart, it means slow down. It's the spirit of the actors that counts, the interest that they show in the director. Am I right? I said, am I right?
Stop the music! All right, now, we're going to do this play and we're going to do it right.
Lucy, get those costumes and scripts and pass them out.
Now the script girl will be handing out the parts.
Frida, you're the innkeeper's wife. Pigpen, you're the innkeeper.
In spite of my outward appearance, I shall try to run a neat inn.
Shermie, you're a shepherd.
Every Christmas it's the same. I always end up being the shepherd.
Snoopy, you'll have to be all the animals in our play. Can you be a sheep? How about a loon? He's even a good loon. Listen, all of you. You've got to take direction. You've got to have discipline. You've got to have respect for your director. Ah! I've been kissed by a dog. Help! Get some disinfectant. Get some iodine. I have dog germs on me.
All right, script girl. Continue with the scripts.
Linus, you've got to get rid of that stupid blanket. And here, memorize these lines.
I can't memorize these lines. This is ridiculous.
Memorize them so you can recite when your cue comes.
I can't memorize something like this so quickly. Why should I be put through such agony? Give me one good reason why I should have to memorize this.
I'll give you 5 good reasons right here on my fist. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Those are good reasons. Christmas is not only getting too commercial, it's getting too dangerous.
And get rid of that stupid blanket. What's a Christmas shepherd going to look like holding a stupid blanket like that?
Well, this is one Christmas shepherd who's going to keep his trusty blanket with him. See? I can wear it as my costume. You wouldn't hit an innocent shepherd, would you?
Okay. Mr. Director, the cast is set. Take over.
All right, let's have it quiet. Places, everybody.
Schroeder, set the mood for the first scene.
We can't go on. Pigpen's dust is taking the curl out of my naturally curly hair.
Don't think of it as dust. Think of it as maybe the soil of some great past civilization. Maybe the soil of ancient Babylon. It staggers the imagination. He may be carrying the soil that was trod upon by Solomon, or even Nebuchadnezzar.
Sort of makes you want to treat me with more respect, doesn't it?
You're an absolute mess. Just look at yourself.
On the contrary, I didn't think I looked that good.
Sally, come here.
What do you want her for?
She's going to be your wife.
Good grief.
Isn't he the cutest thing? He has the nicest sense of humor.
Lunch break! Lunch break!
Lunch break? We haven't even started yet. There's no time for foolishness. We've got to get on with our play.
Hey, what about my part? What about the Christmas Queen, Are you going to let all this beauty go to waste? You do think I'm beautiful, don't you, Charlie Brown? You didn't answer me right away. You had to think about it first, didn't you? If you really had thought I was beautiful, you would have spoken right up. I know when I've been insulted. I know when I've been insulted!
Good grief. All right, let's take it from the top again.
Places, action!
Charlie Brown, isn't this a great play?
That does it. Now look, if we're ever going to get this play off the ground, we've got to have some cooperation.
What's the matter, Charlie Brown? Don't you think it's great?
It's all wrong.
Look, Charlie, let's face it. We all know that Christmas is a big commercial racket. It's ruined by a big Eastern syndicate, you know.
Well, this is one play that's not going to be commercial.
Look, Charlie Brown, what do you want?
The proper mood. We need a Christmas tree.
Hey, perhaps a tree. A great, big, shiny, aluminum Christmas tree. That's it, Charlie Brown. You get the tree. I'll handle this crowd.
Okay, I'll take Linus with me. The rest of you practice your lines.
Get the biggest aluminum tree you can find, Charlie Brown. Maybe painted pink.
Yeah, do something right for a change, Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown and Linus headed into town to find the perfect tree. But when they got to the tree lot, the only trees left were purple and gold and silver and, yes, even pink.
This really brings Christmas closer to a person.
Fantastic.
Amidst all the baubles and colors, there was one small fleck of green.
Gee, I didn't know they still made wooden Christmas trees.
This little green one here seems to need a home.
I don't know. Remember what Lucy said? This doesn't seem to fit the modern spirit.
I don't care. We'll decorate it, and it'll be just right for our play. Besides, I think it needs me.
As Charlie Brown picked up his new purchase, almost half of the needles fell off the little tree.
It'll be great.
Back at the auditorium, Lucy was lounging against Schroeder's piano. She seemed to have forgotten about her assistant director's duties.
This is the music I've selected for the Christmas play.
What kind of Christmas music is that?
Beethoven Christmas music.
What has Beethoven got to do with Christmas? Everyone talks about how great Beethoven was. Beethoven wasn't so great.
What do you mean Beethoven wasn't so great?
He never got his picture on bubblegum cards, did he? Have you ever seen his picture on a bubblegum card, hmm? How can you say someone is great if they've never been on a bubblegum card?
Good grief.
Say, by the way, can you play Jingle Bells? I mean jingle bells. You know, deck them halls and all that stuff. No, no. You don't get it at all. I mean jingle bells. You know, Santa Claus and ho-ho-ho and mistletoe and presents to pretty girls. That's it!
We're back. Here's the tree. Isn't it great?
Boy, are you stupid, Charlie Brown.
What kind of a tree is that?
You are supposed to get a good tree. Can't you even tell a good tree from a poor tree?
I told you he'd goof it up. He's not the kind you can depend on to do anything right.
You're hopeless, Charlie Brown.
Completely hopeless.
Rats.
You've been dumb before, Charlie Brown, but this time you really did it.
Oh, jeez, you failed.
Charlie Brown was mortified. He couldn't do anything right. Linus could see the worry all over his best friend's face.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I don't really know what Christmas is about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. At least that's what my mom told me.
Charlie Brown thought long and hard about what Linus had said. Was that really what Christmas meant to him? He picked up his little tree and left the auditorium. The kids weren't sure what to do without their director, so after a moment, they followed him.
Linus has a point. I won't let all this commercialism ruin my Christmas. I'll take this little tree home, and I'll decorate it. And I'll show them it really will work in our play.
On his way home, Charlie passed Snoopy's doghouse, which was all decked out with flashing lights and streamers. A big gold medal hung over the entrance.
First prize? Oh well, this commercial dog is not going to ruin my Christmas. I'm sure he won't mind me borrowing some ornaments for my tree.
But when Charlie Brown fastened just one ornament to the tree, its tiny trunk couldn't support the weight, and it drooped down.
I killed it! Everything I touch gets ruined!
Heartbroken and dejected, Charlie Brown trudged home. But just then, all the other kids caught up and found the lonely tree.
I never thought it was such a bad little tree. It's not bad at all, really. Maybe it just needs a little love.
Linus wrapped his blanket around the little tree to give it more support. Then, all the other children took the decorations from Snoopy's doghouse and adorned the little pine. When they stepped back to admire their work, they were all very pleased.
Charlie Brown is a blockhead, but he did get a nice tree.
What's going on here?
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
He looked at the little tree that no one had wanted, and he could hardly believe his eyes. His friend's efforts had transformed it into something truly special, and everyone sang,
One, two, three.
Deck the halls with boughs. Don we now our cape apparel, fa la 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 la. Toll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa la 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 la.
This was the Christmas spirit he had been looking for all along. At last, the season seemed 100 times brighter, and for Charlie Brown, it truly was the merriest Christmas ever.
Well, folks, that's our show. Tonight's players were Mitch Skinner as Charlie Brown, Mark Sheely as Linus, Christetta Borini as Lucy, Zach McCormick as Schroeder, Tess Weinberg as Sally, Brianna Hansen as Violet Gray, Kaylee Suen as Peppermint Patty, Eric Dolsky as Patrick, Noel Clark as Pigpen, Brody Howard as Shermie, and Alex Hamburger as the narrator. A Charlie Brown Christmas was written by Charles Schultz and adapted for our show by Christetta Borini. Culture Q is produced by Mark Sheely, Mitchell Skinner, Marquita Fornoff, Amy Friedman, and me, Noel Clark. Special thanks to Joe Hintz and Sarah Lemanchek. From our family to yours, happy holidays. And, as always, we'll see you next week.
Support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.